Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't know what's going to happen in Ukraine, and I worry about it. Our president seems to sometimes supporting the military in Ukraine and sometimes wants Ukraine to cede territory to appease Putin. And there is uncertainty surrounding long-term unrestricted security assistance for Ukraine, and they have a right to be concerned. President Zelensky right now really is walking a tightrope, and he's played the game. He has appeased our president. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much that he did all the right things for a visit, yet it ended in a yelling match between President Zelensky and President Trump. Where does that leave Ukraine? Joe Lindsley is with us. You know Joe from Ukrainian Freedom News, Lviv Lab. You can follow him on Telegram. He is an American who has been living in Ukraine since before the pandemic and reports every day on the war in Ukraine. He's joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Joe, I'm always grateful to hear your voice.
And so, Dan, great to hear you, and hello from Lviv. It's a balmy, nice day here in the 60s here in Lviv, but in Kyiv it's been cold the past days, and many people in Kyiv have been without heat. So there's a little taste of the winter to come for Ukrainians. If there is not a solution, it could be a winter with very little electricity and not much heat. But of course, Ukrainians have been...
Shoot, Joe, we lost you. Can you still hear me?
Yes, so that
there you
am
go.
I clear?
Yes, now you're clear. Were saying that there's not a lot of heat.
Yeah, so in Kyiv, the people have been without heat for the past several days. And this is because of Russia's infrastructure attacks. And to make this one extreme for Ukrainians. And so this is the... that's why there's such an urgency. You know, can these problems be solved? Can Washington be made to be on Ukraine's side?
Yeah, it's just too bad. It's just cutting in and out. We'll try to reconnect. Let's do this. Let's just take a break early, 11:10.
Yeah.
We'll see if
we
can get a more solid connection. If it doesn't happen, we'll move on to something else. But let's just try one more time. Obviously, it's a difficult connection with Joe Lindsley in Ukraine. It is 11:10. You're with Adam and Jordana.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Work on getting that connection reestablished next time. Coming back with Joe Lindsley from Ukraine, reestablishing that connection. And Joe, thanks for hanging on and connecting with us again. Let me get to the news of this week, this lifting of missile restrictions to travel further into Russia by the U.S. What does that tell us about how the U.S. feels right now and in this war, in the relation to how the president has been frustrated, not only with Zelensky, but also he continues the frustrations with Vladimir Putin, specifically on this missile restriction? What does this tell us, and how is this being met in Ukraine?
Well, you know, we see lots of back and forth. And what I think we've seen the past months is that President Trump and the White House, I think, seem to understand that Putin is not a good guy and is acting not in good faith, but they're still having difficulty building real trust with the Ukrainians. And so, you know, two big things. So this permission to hit deep within Ukraine, most people observing think that probably Washington has passively been approving Ukraine's drone strikes on Russian oil refineries. Ukraine has now 40% of Russian oil refining capacity has been taken out by these long-range drones. And I think that was almost a trial from Washington, allowing Ukraine to do that. Under Biden, that was heavily discouraged. And I think Ukrainians have been able to prove that with their own tools, they can achieve great things. So what, you know, imagine if they had American tech. And so I think, forget about the political level, what Ukrainians have been able to achieve militarily has given Washington and the White House some confidence. We're confident you can use our weapons well. The other big thing that happened, and I think even more major yesterday, with the Treasury, the U.S. Treasury Department, announced, and it was very powerful, a post on X from the Treasury Secretary, saying, now is the time to stop the killing after an immediate ceasefire. And then he said this: given President Putin's refusal to end this senseless war, Treasury is sanctioning Russia's two largest oil companies that fund the Kremlin's war machine.
Yep.
And those words really matter because, you know, when Trump first took office his second term, he was saying stop the killing, which means that Russia and Ukraine were seen as equal. And now there's been a shift. And you hear Trump saying it, I hear Zelensky saying it. They're all speaking the same language now, saying that the Kremlin's war machine has to be stopped. And so there is a sense that this is a threat to global security. Now, the hard part, I think, to Ukrainians is getting helping Washington understand what Ukraine really is. And if you look at that meeting on Friday in the cabinet room of the White House, I think we fundamentally saw that Zelensky still does not know how to speak to Trump, and I think the White House doesn't even know what questions to ask. And there was one moment when Trump was speaking about Tomahawk missiles, you know, very incredible technology, very expensive, and President Zelensky said, oh, we have drones, we'll give you drones. And for most people listening, including most people at that table, they hear multi-million dollar Tomahawks, and then when they hear the word drone, they think it's something from Walmart. You know, they don't really realize, and Zelensky did not do a good job in that meeting of articulating incredible drone technology here. And it's not the products themselves, but what it is this feedback loop from the battlefield to the laboratory. You know, within days, drones can be totally transformed. The Pentagon, you know, it takes months or years to adapt the product. And Ukraine, it happens by necessity in days. And so once you can start finding ways that innovative military tech culture to Trump, to Hegseth, to J.D. Vance, this impact. So to sum it up, Trump does, I think, see the Russian needs to be stopped. That he doesn't really understand what Ukraine is and how Ukraine can be a partner for the U.S. strategically.
Joe, I think for our listeners' sake, it's just really hard to understand, and we keep hearing the buttons being pushed, so we're not getting the full message. What I'm going to ask you to do is maybe if you could record something for us and just send it to me personally, that would be easier.
Yeah.
You know, just what you guys need, how you're doing, you know, a couple minutes so our listeners can check in on you. But we just, the connection is so bad today that we can't fully get and grasp everything that you're saying. So listeners, that was Joe Lindsley, JP Lindsley. I need you to follow him, follow his Telegram channel or Ukrainian Freedom News. And hopefully we will get him recorded as to the situation in Ukraine and what they truly need and how this could possibly end. But unfortunately, I'm really sorry.
No, it happens. We've had you know, he's in Ukraine again. He's which is a country of war.
In a war zone.
And we've had him on plenty of times and the connections have been solid. And but sometimes it happens. No big deal. And but it was very interesting what he was saying too about the yesterday and targeting the oligarchs and the money that they do to fund this, and that if you, it's just so strange because, you know, President Trump has this meeting with Zelensky again, and it's so, you got to know how to talk to the president, you know, you got to be, it's just, I mean, I get it, you know, that you have to just. And I think most people can see it for what it is, but it's, I just wish it wasn't that way. And that, you know, we can have a statesman be a statesman and not have to have his butt kissed all the time just to, but I, again, if the administration, if they're behind Ukraine and saying, look, this war needs to stop and it's on Russia, then by all means, I applaud at least that message coming across. Should we shift dramatically here to what we're talking about? Because you were talking this morning in our pre-show meeting about how you were watching rabbits play basketball, and that yes, that's a dramatic turn from war in Ukraine to rabbits playing basketball. I don't know how you got there, but explain what that is and how now suddenly your husband is buying a basketball set, not for your kids, not for himself or you, but for your dog. How did we get to that?
That's right. Here's the deal. I needed a break last night. We needed a break from the news and life, you know, the fact that the world is burning around us. So we saw this documentary on Netflix about pets. I want to say The Secret Life of Pets, but I think that's an animated movie, so don't Google that. It was something about
So it was
pets.
A documentary.
It's a documentary, yes, about how they think, what they can learn, how they communicate with us. It's like a three-part series, whatever. So we're watching it, and we see this bunny that is playing basketball that takes the ball, runs over with it, its mouth, is going over, and puts it in the basket. Somehow, this bunny made it in the Guinness Book of World Records for a certain amount of slam dunks. You know, again, this basketball is, you know, 4 inches off the ground, so the bunny can reach it.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark immediately was like, I need to teach Nala how to play basketball. I said, Actually, you don't. That's not a skill set that Nala needs, our dog, right. Our 10-pound mutt. That's not a skill set that she needs. She's actually fine. And he got very competitive. Well, she knows all these commands, and she's really smart. And I am going to teach her how to play basketball. And yes, my friends, a very tiny basketball hoop was ordered from Amazon for $14 late at night while watching this documentary. I believe it arrives next week. And her training, her conditioning will start next week.
You said Nala knows a number of tricks. Mark was very specific on the number of tricks. Please explain
and
that
this,
to you, please.
This is what occurred to me. Well, Nala, he'll tell people. He'll brag to people. Nala knows at least 25 commands.
25 commands.
You know, 25 verbal English commands. Yeah. And some of them are, you know, he holds up his hand, she'll sit, you know, that kind of thing. So maybe nonverbal, too. But there were pets that were, like, using buttons to communicate that put my whole life, Miss Nala, we love her so much, that put her to shame. And Mark was getting competitive. Well, I got to teach her this, and I got to teach her that. And I thought, oh, this is right here. Mark is exhibiting Americana. We are competitive about our pets and what a good boy they are and what a good stretch that is. And she can do this and she can do that and watch my pet do this. And I thought, Mark can't be the only one. So I wanted the listeners to chime in. What is your pet's greatest accomplishment? Yeah. Because we are competitive. Oh, really? Yours can do 25? Well, mine knows 26 commands. Right? Do your dogs. Do you want to brag a little bit? 651-461-9226. Talk to me about your pets, Adam, and listeners. What are you going to brag about? Because at some point, Nala will learn to play basketball. And I promise the video of that will be going up on my Instagram.
I wish I could brag about my dogs, but they're not well behaved. One of them isn't that well behaved. I mean, not like super crazy, but and people shame you if your dogs like aren't great, you know.
Yes,
it's like excuse me that my dog's like really happy when people come in the house and wants to, you know, pay attention to you. You know, I get it when they jump up on you. That's one thing. But like Gertie, if there's somebody new, we'll just want to be near that person and want that person to constantly pet the dog. And I get it. You know, is it? I should be able to say, Gertie, stay away, and while I have the dog walk away and sit nicely. But we're past that. So don't shame me for. But I know. But I don't. Neither dog really has a great talent to do anything. Like I talk.
They don't.
No, I mean they can shake. You know, that's the easy one.
Oh,
and Gertie knows. Gertie knows other paw. Like she'll shake with one paw, and I'll say other paw, and she'll give me the other paw. But that's about the extent of it. Although yesterday, here's a great example of sometimes they surprise you. Jen and I were upstairs, and suddenly we heard Marge howling. Marge doesn't really bark. She howls. She just kind of goes, woo, 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 woo. And her like jowls kind of curl up. It's very funny. And so we heard her howling, and we're like, Marge, what's going on down there? Woo, 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 woo. And we came down, and Jen had realized she let Gertie outside like 20 minutes ago, and that Gertie had been standing by the sliding glass door.
Abuse.
Standing there probably like, you know. And we didn't hear it. Finally, Marge said, hey, Marge was telling us, hey, Gertie's outside. You got to let her in. And we were very proud of Marge that
you
she let us
have
know
been.
That.
Yeah. Looking that was out, a big one.
Looking out for her sister, saying, hey, let her in. Or she was just sick of Gertie outside barking. That she said,
but
let her in.
I love pets, too. But when Mark was saying, oh, well, we got to teach her this. We got to teach her that. No, we don't. We don't have, she doesn't really have to do anything other than lay on the couch and be our emotional support animal and, you know, maybe go for a walk, take us on a walk every now and then. But it, by the way, it was amazing to see what these animals could do. Some of them are really well trained and just all the pets, how they could communicate with them. And it was a cool documentary if you can find it.
The Hidden Lives. Is it The Hidden Lives of Pets?
Yep. There you go. Yeah, that's
four
it.
Episodes.
That's what it is. That's it. Jor, my cat can eat $85 and a 6.5-pound bags of prescription food in about 6 weeks and keep her urinary and food sensitivity issues in check.
Well,
$85 food. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. I know some of them are a drain, but yet we love them anyway.
That is Gertie's. She's been able to eat things that should have killed her several times over, and she survives. So I'll say hidden talent is eating things that it would kill other mortal dogs.
Our my old producer Susan Blanche used to have Great Danes, And Stuart, his name was Stuart. He's since passed. But Stuart ate once an entire box of the kids' chocolate that they were supposed to sell for their fundraiser at school.
Like chocolate bars?
An entire box. I mean, like dozens of chocolate bars. And you know what? Stuart was fine.
They say he
ate the wrappers, too. Yeah. Wrappers and all. And Stuart was fine.
Yeah.
That was an amazing skill.
Shiny
hey guys,
poop.
I have a
shiny poop coming out of Stuart with those wrappers in it.
I have a wonderful English bulldog who has the capability of sleeping 18 out of the 24 hours in one
that
day.
That is my kind of dog, man. That I absolutely just probably snoring too, right? English bulldogs must snore.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Here's a good one. My dog's secret talent is tricking multiple house members into getting the treats they already got.
Yes.
They are so smart.
Yeah.
So, double dinner. Nala tricked me into double dinner once. Didn't know
double
that somebody
dinner,
had already fed her.
Yes.
And she's looking at me, looking at her bowl, looking at me. And I'm like, did nobody feed you?
Yes.
And I'll feed you anyway. A double dinner. She tricked me into double
Gertie
dinner.
Only knew if I came home and she'd already been fed, I can tell when she hasn't because she'll stand there, you know, by the door. And that's all she has to do. And I would just assume that she hadn't eaten yet. And she'd get a free double dinner. Gertie's, too, is like, when she goes outside to go to the bathroom and she comes back, give her a treat. Well, now she'll stand by the sliding glass door. We'll let her out. She'll go out and just turn right around and just stand by the sliding glass door.
The worst. The worst.
Like, no, that's not the point.
Nala does that all the time because she knows when she comes in, she gets a treat. And now she just does it. She stands there on the deck. And I'm like, I can see you. You're doing nothing.
They're doing nothing.
I am watching you.
Watching like, at least if they walk down the steps and back up, you're like, okay.
You don't have to pee,
but yeah, like I'm not going to sit there and watch you, but at least make the effort to try to trick me. Yeah.
Oh, the texts are fun. Our German Shepherd learned many tricks, but one of the most impressive was to fetch shoes from a closet full of shoes. Six kids.
Wow.
She also did it for visitors.
Yeah, that's good.
That is impressive.
Jen was trying to do that with Gertie the other day, because Gertie grabs the shoe and runs away, like when she comes home. We were trying to teach her to bring those shoes back, but no chance. Some about old dogs and new tricks can't happen.
It can happen. Guys, our Labrador Retriever knows how to whisper for a treat. It's the cutest thing ever. Oh, so fun. See, they are our little party tricks. You can show them off. Your Golden Retriever ate a 5-pound bag of wrapped peppermints and unwrapped them all. Come on. Really?
That is talent.
That can't be real. Our cat Maggie used the toilet one day when she couldn't get to the litter box. She brought us candy kisses to get us up in the morning, to turn on the faucet, to get her fresh water, and turn the knob to get out of the garage. Wow, she's really smart. Did she really use the toilet when she couldn't get? Come on.
What movie was that where that was Meet the Parents? Didn't the cat use the toilet in that? Jinx, the
genius.
Cat?
Yes. Boy, I wish I could. I wish I could teach Nala to do that. Here's another great text. Jor, what's the under-over on baskets scored in Nala's first game? Asking for a friend, Bookie. Yes. Well-timed.
Yes.
With our NBA.
By the way, that was the news that broke at the top of our show today. We spent the entire first hour talking about it. Took a lot of the press conference. Good chance to say if you missed any of that. Go back to the Adam and Jordana podcast. Hit the subscribe button while you're there, and you can get any of that content, and you can listen to whenever you want.
Good stuff. And next, it's Dear Jordana. You can still brag about your pets, because I still love hearing what they can do and what crazy trouble they have gotten into. But 651-461-9226, you can use the microphone feature if you're using the Odyssey app. Send us a question for Dear Jordana. I want to hear them all. 651-461-9226.
All right, here we go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't... know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
651-461-9226. You can call in your question for Jordana. You can text it in on the text line. Love to hear your voice, though. We've had a lot of great calls lately. Let's keep the streak going. 651-461-9226. Phone line's wide open for you. Or if you want to go to the Odyssey app and you see that microphone right next to the Listen Live button, you can press that button and record a question, and we get it in studio so we can hear your voice, as we call it, on mic quality audio. Here's my question, first of all. Dear Jordana, how do I resist the urge to take my laptop computer and smash it through the window of a second floor radio studio onto the streets of downtown Minneapolis when it suddenly just quits to suddenly do updates in the middle of a radio show? What do I do? Gosh, is that frustrating.
I know.
And I had some great questions lined up on my computer, so I'm winging it right now. I'm swinging in the wind, if you know what I mean.
Adam Carter, you take your laptop and you smash it, and you
make sure no one's below.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. So, can you not see the emails that came through for Dear Jordana?
I have them. I have the one that's actually in studio up here. But let's start with a text
because Sorry.
Well, that's all right. It'll come back eventually. Dear Jordana, my friend is divorced and her daughter, 15, has decided she isn't talking to her mom and dad, making her spend her regular time with her mom. My friend says court is too expensive and is very depressed about the situation. What can I do to help her? Very serious question there.
So the dad isn't making her...
She isn't talking to mom, and the dad isn't making the daughter spend time with mom.
Okay. Well, court is not too expensive. If you are legally entitled to time with your child,
right,
unless they emancipate. This is a really hard one. My God, unless they emancipate, which, by the way, they can do at age 15. Don't tell your daughter that. First of all, the dad is I was about to say something that I shouldn't say on the air. A jerk. The dad. This is what I'm a divorced person, and the one thing you always have to do is you have to love your kids more than you hate your ex-spouse. And what the dad is doing is only hurting the daughter by not enforcing the fact that she should be spending time with her mother as well. Unless, of course, there was some kind of abuse that we don't know about. The dad is
being a terrible parent. Now, I know he doesn't care about that because he thinks he's punishing the ex-wife, but who he's really punishing is the daughter. And somebody needs to explain that to the dad. And if that's not possible, she must go to the court. Court is not too expensive. This is a priority, okay? You have to go to the court and say, I want to spend time with my kid. I need this to be legally enforced. And then you have to make the most of the time you spend with your daughter, not bad-mouthing her father.
Yeah.
Just explaining how much you love her and want to be part of your life. But you know what? I blame the dad. If he is not making it a priority for her to have a relationship with her mother, he is not only a bad dad, but a bad person. The divorce, as you know, Adam, divorces are so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And my advice to any person who is going through a divorce, the children are always first. And that means you got to eat a lot of crow. I did.
Yep.
But always, the children are always number one. This text really makes me sad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it does too. And again, there's two sides to every story. And
there
we're
are.
Only getting the
yes.
one story, but yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, if I would never do that in 100,000 years. Unless there was some abusive situation. Mm-hmm. But no, I am so fortunate to even being in as bad as divorce can get that we absolutely have always put the kids first and will continue to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it has been nothing but positivity when it comes
right.
to our kids.
Thank God.
Yeah.
And your kids will benefit. You have great yes. kids, and I can tell. You guys have done it beautifully. You should write a book.
Dear Jor, my friend, best friend, getting married. Their registry is entirely high-end items. $400 stand mixer, $300 luggage, etc.
Wow.
I'm a young professional and budgeted $75 for a gift. Mm-hmm. Is it rude to buy something off-registry that fits my budget, or is the couple being greedy by expecting four times that amount? I feel like my friendship shouldn't be contingent on expensive kitchen appliances.
Do not be held hostage by greedy brides and grooms. You write a check for $75, you put it in the card, and you say mazel tov on your wedding. Stop it, brides and grooms. No question. You budgeted. Thank you for budgeting. You're a responsible adult. You write a check for $75, and you are done and complete. Full stop.
Don't registries, though, also, like, you can contribute that money towards one of those gifts?
Sometimes,
yeah.
Or they can say, like, the honeymoon option. We've talked about this a lot. You know, add to our honeymoon or our health care or our down payment on a house. You can absolutely contribute that way. But if it's just, you know, a $500 mixer that nobody needs, you write them a check and you are done, my friend. You are absolved. Do not feel guilty one bit.
Yeah.
And also, do not get yourself in financial trouble because somebody wants a $7,000 coffee maker.
Yeah.
Sorry, not a thing.
I mean, here's the thing. It's been many, many years since we did the old gift registry.
Mm-hmm.
But the key is you try to find a wide variety of stuff. I don't fault any couple-to-be to put some higher-end items on there because you know what? Sometimes somebody's feeling really generous or you got that rich uncle or aunt who might fork it over for that. You might get it, and it's a great surprise.
You like, might.
Oh, my God, we got the mixer we really wanted.
Right.
But you should it shouldn't all be just high-end stuff. You should have, you know, a plate set where somebody can get one plate.
Yes.
You know?
But if you're not thinking about your guests and you're only thinking about yourself and you're being bridezilla and groomzilla, again, guests do not have to be held hostage to privileged brides and grooms. You do what you can. And that's it. Full stop.
Dear Jordana, when I was younger, I looked like a cross between Robert Redford and Tom Selleck. Now I'm older, I don't look like that anymore, and I'm offended by that. I want my youth back right now. What attorney do I hire to file a lawsuit against the aging process?
If we can make it a class action, I will join you on this. I am so sorry. This is the first time on Dear Jordana, I have to say, I cannot help you. But if you find an attorney that will sue Father Time for my jowls, I'm on board. Class action, my friends. I'm joining.
class action suit.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
I think everybody
saggy
would
boobs,
sign on. Yeah.
Cellulite. Come on.
Right.
That skin above the knees, the crepey arms, the jowls, the neck seg. I'm with you.
Skin
I
above
am
the
on
knees.
Board.
What is that?
Yeah, women, the skin above the knees gets a little creepy. Women know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we got a call there coming in there, Josh.
I'm
Dear
with you.
Jordana,
I'm with you.
Occasionally I have to work with a guy who is totally overly racist, homophobic, misogynist, proudly, willfully ignorant, and thinks it's okay to act that way around me because I'm an old white man. How do I get him to back off or go away without getting myself fired? This goes right in to what we were just talking about last hour.
Yes. How do you get him to, I need more information. Do you have to work with somebody who is racist, homophobic, misogynistic, and willfully ignorant? That's a terrible coworker. Like, I can't imagine that this person is still employed.
I know.
How do I get him to back off? You know what? At this point, put in your AirPods, and anytime he tries to talk with you, you give them the motion, like, I'm on a call. You know, like that you can't talk to him. At some point, you need to,
but
you need to avoid this person your mental health.
But going back to what Karen, our caller, said, remember she says it's on us to call that out if we want to have the society we want.
Oh,
you know,
okay. Karen had a better, but he's saying without getting myself fired.
I get it.
Who knows? Maybe this person is the boss,
or it's just that's widely acceptable in the office. Boy, that'd be tough, man.
That'd be tough. You can go to HR. I mean, you can try to do the right thing. You absolutely can. But also, you need to protect yourself from this awful person. So I would do avoidance at all costs. Or, honey, you go get yourself another job if you can. I know it's hard, but you should not be subject to awful people. You shouldn't. I'm so sorry. These are serious today.
Yeah.
It's heavy stuff.
Dear Jordana, I work now from home full time, and my neighbor, who's retired, is taken to stopping in every single day unannounced. Between 11 and 1 for a quick chat. They bring cookies. They're lovely, but they completely derail my workflow and my focus time. How do I lovingly but firmly set a boundary that I'm working without making them feel like I'm shutting them out? Ooh, that's a good question.
Do we know what kind of cookies? I mean, it depends. If it's like a peanut butter cookie that's to die for, it might be worth it. But I'm going to give you the same advice. AirPods. And you open the door. I'm on a call. I can't right now. I'm on a call. Yeah. And that's it. At this point, you got to work. That's nice. You might have to sacrifice the best cookies you ever had, but I'm on a call. That's always going to work. That's it. Get the AirPods.
Yeah. Good one. Dear Jor, my partner and I are adopting a dog together. I like the name Apollo or Luna. Classic strong names. My partner is insistent on a ridiculously cutesy, almost embarrassing name like Pumpernickel or Captain Snuggle. I'm going to be the one taking the dog to the vet and to the park. Is it worth fighting over a respectable name, or do I just let the Pumpernickel train ride into the station?
Immediately get rid of your partner.
Yeah.
Pumpernickel or Captain Snuggles.
Snuggles.
You need to break up with this person immediately. Immediately. Because here's the deal. If you have a child, what are they going to want to name this child? You know, come on.
Yeah.
Babykin, sweetie pie, lovey nut muffin. Ugh. Come on. No. No. Immediately get rid of this person. Adopt the dog on your own. Apollo or Luna are great names. This person has bad judgment. Cut them off. They're done.
Captain Snuggles. Yeah. You taking that. Jeez.
Don't name your dog something ridiculous, says, of course, the person who allowed her three young children to name her dog, and they named it after a character in The Lion King. Okay, if it's the kid's dog, it's different, but I'm assuming these people are grown-ups.
Yeah.
They're talking. This person is saying their partner wants to name it Captain Snuggles. They're obviously not a grown-up. Immediately break up with them. That's all I have to say.
Dear Jordana, I received an expensive, still-sealed coffee maker for my birthday last year that I never opened because I don't drink coffee. Now my cousin's moving into a new apartment, and this coffee maker would be a great housewarming gift. Is it ever acceptable to re-gift something still in its original packaging, or should I be honest about where I got it?
Absolutely. Re-gift that. They'll love the coffee maker. And feel free to be honest. You can say, this was given to me as a gift. I didn't return it. I hope you'll love it. You probably don't have the receipt, or it says a year later.
I do believe in regifting, especially if you get something perfect for somebody. But if they want to return it, they're kind of on their own, or they're just going to have to regift it. But yes, if you think that person will love it, this is such a good question because we talk about this at the holidays all the time. I think regifting is okay as long as it's something that they'll like. And it's like a housewarming gift. You know, you're not regifting a wedding gift or something that's very serious or something that's very personal. It's just a little housewarming gift. So yeah. I think that's totally fine and go for it.
What about a good bottle of wine you've given a coworker and then you show up to a housewarming party of another coworker, maybe a year and a half later, and the coworker you gave the nice bottle of wine to brought that bottle of wine to the housewarming party for the housewarming party, the owner of the home, who you know doesn't enjoy good wine.
Mm. Did Chad do that at David's party?
100% yes. You think David Joseph, we love DJ, but DJ's yeah. not a wine connoisseur.
He's drinking two buck chuck.
Right.
And so did you at least open the wine so you
well
guys
that,
could drink it
well
at the party?
Well, that's what, let's just say this coworker who brought the wine said, I thought we were going to share it there together. I didn't see that. I didn't see any cork being pulled, wine being poured, saying, let's share this bountiful gift together. No, I did not see it.
Let me ask you this, and I'm fine
this
with
is
that,
all
by,
hypothetical,
the way. Bottles,
by the way.
Bottles of wine can go round and round and round. Hopefully somebody drinks them before they're bad, but yes. So Mark brought David a bottle of Aviv, of course, for his. I got them a little something, but he brought him a bottle of Aviv.
Sure.
And then proceeded to open it and, you know, do a shot. Is that bad form?
No. No, no, no.
Oh, you're allowed
to do
that?
I think you can.
That?
No, if you that's you're bringing that in the with the idea that it's being shared.
Oh, so that's okay. See, I have to ask Adam
that's okay.
on this one.
Right.
That's okay.
How about this? This leads me to another Dear Jordana question. This is the this is an
Wait,
even
should we break?
Yes, break because I've break? Got a great one to end on. Adam Carter's pressing Dear Jordana question about wine and the etiquette on a gift coming up next on CCO. 11:54, that is your Lindis Construction time check. Time to upgrade your roof with impact-resistant GAF asphalt shingles, 50% off installation labor through October 31st. Okay, here's my Dear Jordana question, which follows up on my conversation about the wine being delivered to David Josephson and his wife, Katrina, who we love and cherish. But I know that they're not connoisseurs of fine wine. The good bottle of wine that was given to him for his housewarming party... Because I know I gave it to the person who gave it to him. Am I okay in asking David, hey, if you really don't want to have that nice wine, would you mind giving it back to me?
It could be not. You
it could be a Christmas present, or it could be my birthday present. I'll act surprised. Or is that way too hoity-toity to say, you will not enjoy it as much as I'll enjoy it.
Because
my palate is more refined than yours, David.
You can pray that he regifts it to you, but no, you may not tell David Josephson. But here's what you can do.
Okay.
You can tell a mutual friend, like you can say, hey, Jordana,
yeah.
I really like that wine.
Yeah.
And then I can say, hey, David, remember that bottle of wine that was regifted to you at your home, at your housewarming party? I know that Adam really loves that wine. Mm. And, you know, if you want to regift it to him for Christmas, I'm sure he would really appreciate that. You get a mediator.
Sure.
Because you saying, give me that bottle of wine back. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, if you're not drinking yet, you don't do that.
Right.
You get somebody in the middle and I can make that suggestion, which, of course, I'm happy to do.
I love it.
But I'll probably tell the whole story that you told me anyway. Mm-hmm. So he'll get the whole thing and he'll be like, oh, of course I'll give it.
Look, it's tough to find Boone's Farm Orange Hurricane nowadays. And I had to look high and low for that to give to Chad. And he brought the Boone's Farm Orange Hurricane to David's party. And I just know David wouldn't appreciate the Boone's Farm Orange Hurricane as much as I would. That's all I'm saying.
I saw a post of Bartles and James wine coolers.
Remember wine coolers?
Yes.
Did you get into wine coolers?
Of course, because I was, you know, a 16-year-old girl that thought it tasted like juice.
Yes.
You know, and it had like a little bit of alcohol in it. But they called the Bartles and James the ancestor of White Claw. And
I
think that's perfect.
That is, absolutely. Remember they had the two, didn't they have two old guys, Ed and
Bartles and James.
Bartles and James, two old guys selling it.
Yes, yeah. Mr. Bartles and Mr. James.
Right. Didn't it come in 2 liters, too? Didn't they have 2 liters of that stuff?
That's a lot of wine.
I just remember a lot the of juice. Bottles. Oh, and they were so sweet and so delicious. Mm-hmm. And, oh, you just needed two. You were good to go.
Zima walked so White Claw could run. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Chad is up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.